Welcome to A Better Lifestyle. I am your host, Richard, and I will be with you throughout this journey. This show is here to empower individuals to do more in life professionally. You will find a variety of topics that will help you to be more productive and more successful. So join me and the professionals from different industries as we bring education and knowledge for more success.
My Man Richard presents Life, Positivity, and Hope merchandise, t-shirts, hats, accessories, sweaters, and much more. Each product has a special inspiration quote to inspire you, lift you up, encourage you, motivate you, so you can keep moving forward when times are tough. Walk in positivity and hope. For more information, go to richardsmerchandise.com.
Hi, everybody. My name is Richard Lesperance, and I go by the name of My Man Richard. Welcome to A Better Lifestyle. Today, we're going to talk about building relationships in the marketplace. So I think you guys are going to like this episode. I think I could call her an expert in that, in building relationships. Her name is Janice Porter. So, like I said, I think you guys are going to like this episode. So, please, Janice, tell us a little bit about yourself, your story, and we'll get started.
Thanks, Richard. Thanks for having me. I'm in Vancouver, BC, and I have been touting myself as a relationship marketing specialist for about, 10 years now, but it was like I finally found an umbrella that worked over an umbrella name that worked over what I love to do. And that is two things. One, I teach people how to build relationships and generate leads by using LinkedIn as their platform of choice. And then basically there's so many things about LinkedIn that people don't generally know that it gives me a great opportunity to teach them the way to make that really work because it's a powerful tool. And then once you build those relationships from LinkedIn and take them off there and make them your own, then I teach people how to nurture those relationships by sending a series of cards and gifts that actually come in the mail. So tangible touch, something a little bit different, a way to stay connected and be remembered. And I also have a podcast, and my podcast is called Relationships Rule. My background is teaching and corporate training, and we just discovered that a gentleman that was about that you just interviewed for your podcast is someone that I know not very well, but he had been the head of the company I worked at when I was a corporate trainer. So small world, actually. And so my heart is in training, and I love to teach people how I think they can improve what they're doing to make to build relationships, because I think business is all about getting that know, like, and trust with people, and you can't do that if you don't build relationships. Hmm.
They always say your network is your net worth.
Yes, so, that's true.
Talk to us about that.
Well, you know, that is a very tried and true, I think, statement. The most important thing I believe from that statement is to protect and value that net worth, that network, so that they continue to send you referrals and be part of your net worth, so to speak. And what that means for me is if I, for example, have a really good relationship with someone who is, a photographer, I'll say, just for argument's sake, and I meet someone who needs a photographer, for a specific thing, or I think that's probably not the best example, but it's just that I want to make sure that the person in my network is willing and able and open to that connection before I make it. So the person that I already have that know, like, and trust with, they're the person I want to protect. I don't want to just send them people all the time that may not be their perfect fit. So I want to make sure that I protect my network that I already have as I build and bring new people in. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
So how do you build great relationships, like genuine relationship that lasts?
Well, I think that that goes for business and for in your personal life as well. You have to care about the other person. You have to show an interest in what they are about and what they do and how they operate. It's about taking an interest, but also making sure you show that you appreciate them. So you haven't seen somebody for a while. Maybe you see something on Facebook, a picture of them with their new child or grandchild or new dog or whatever. Pull that picture off. And in the system that I use, you can take that photo, put it on a card online, very simply, put in that person's address, mail it to them, and they get that real card in the mail. Now, when they get that real card in the mail and they open it, there's something that happens. It takes people from their head to their heart. And that is the best way to show someone that you care, when you can touch them in the heart, right? And there's so many examples of things like that. But generally, it's doing things for other people. It's showing them that you care. It's remembering them when it's important to remember them, whether it's at a special holiday or their birthday, or whether it's just, hey, I was thinking of you today and picking up the phone. That's a strange thing, but we do that still.
Okay. So professionally, it would be the same thing, or yeah?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Professionally, it might be, you know, I saw this article on LinkedIn or in Financial Post or wherever that I thought you might find interesting. It made me think of you. So you send it to them. It might be inviting them to an event. It might be just checking in. It's been a while. Whether that's by email, phone, or text, or sending a card. There's many different ways to stay connected with people. It's just doing it that we struggle with sometimes, right?
Okay. And so you were speaking about LinkedIn before. Mm. A lot of people are obviously on there, on that platform. But I don't know if everybody's having the same success in networking and connecting. How does someone like build relationship and be successful at it on LinkedIn? Because sometimes like people send you requests like to connect, but there's no, sometimes I don't know, but sometimes it's superficial. So yes. there's no real connection either after when they send you a request, they send you a pitch.
Yes, I agree.
And everything. So talk to us about that.
Okay. Well, first of all, I always think that with my clients, I always start with the profile. And why I start with the profile is because if you're in business for yourself, you want to attract the kind of people that you want to work with. And your profile on LinkedIn is the way to do that. So it needs to be fully optimized. But there's many steps to that. And one of the most important parts of LinkedIn is your about section. And that about section is not actually, it's kind of a misnomer. It's not really about you. It's more about who you serve and how you serve them. So it will then attract the people who have the pain points that you're solving and talking about on your about section. And they may say, hey, this guy might be the person I should talk to. Let's find out. And they'll reach out. Okay. So the first thing is your profile. The second thing is, if you're doing outreach to network with new people that might be in a certain location or a certain industry that you want to work with, or have a certain position in a company and you want to focus on them, you need to know how to do the advanced searches on LinkedIn. And that doesn't mean you have to have a paid version. It just means you need to know what you're doing. And secondly, when you reach out to people, it's not about just clicking on their names and sending them a connection request. It's really important that you look at their profile, and based on the things that are important to see in one's profile, you see if there's anything there that could be a rapport builder, a conversation starter, something you have in common. And it could be the smallest thing. So I teach my clients to put, to weave into their profile things that maybe aren't specifically work-related. And there's ways and places to do that, that maybe if somebody new is reaching out, you know, they've paid attention because they found that little piece that says, you know, you were concert pianist, or you love sailing, or you hiked the, or you climbed Mount Everest, you know, whatever that is. It's not related to work necessarily, but it's something that might relate as a conversation starter to that person. So then you reach out with a connection request that's pretty generic, asking them if they would connect. If they accept, now you start talking to them about, hey, I noticed on your profile that you climbed Mount Everest or tried to climb Mount Everest on a trip you took a few years ago. That's fascinating to me. How did that happen? Or what did, right? So you're not even talking work. You're not pitching. You're finding out about them. And people love to find, to have you talk about themselves. They love to talk about themselves. So that's the best way to start a conversation and on LinkedIn.
So I guess it is possible to build a network. A true network on LinkedIn.
It is. But one of the key pieces too, Richard, is that once you've started building that rapport on LinkedIn, it's, I recommend that people then move the conversation off LinkedIn to a Zoom call or a phone call so that you can then, you know, get their email address, start that conversation, and maybe even ask them, which I do a lot, for their mailing address because I send cards. So now you've got a way to keep that conversation going and you know, book them on your podcast or ask them to, if it's local, you know, ask them to an event that you're going to or suggest something. And you start building, look for ways to collaborate with people.
What are some mistakes you see people do on LinkedIn in regards to connecting with people?
Pitching, like you just mentioned earlier, you know, saying, hi, hey, have you seen my latest widget, right? Pitching is not, it's a social media platform. It's just more of a business platform than any of the others. And therefore, what that means is, to me, that you can get to business faster, right? You don't have to go through how many dinners you had last week and what movies you went to and all of that. You don't have to do that to get to business, but you have to do it in a way that makes sense to people, not just pitching without even paying attention to what's on their profile. You know, people will pitch me and say, you need my stuff, when they have no idea, right? They say, as a coach, you need this. Nowhere on my platform, on my profile, does it say I'm a coach. So they've just gotten a list of names and started to send out messages that mean nothing. So that's a mistake that people make. Another mistake that people make is connecting or accepting a connection request and doing nothing else, because somebody has to take initiative. Usually it should be the person that did the outreach in the first place. So if somebody responds by just clicking accept, they don't do anything else, it's then back on your shoulders to then say, hey, I see that they connected with me. Now I'm going to go and send that first message to them and start a conversation. Looking for engagement, finding a way to get them talking.
So what about when it comes to offline, building relationships offline? You have some networking events, or either you're traveling or you're at work. How does someone approach that and have success in that area?
Networking in person?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you're going to be a guest at a BNI meeting, or going to a Chamber of Commerce event, or some kind of event in person. That's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what I always suggest people do is think a little bit ahead if you're going to that event, and know that you need to connect with five people. The first person you need to connect with is the person that's running the event, because they're the person that knows everything. Okay, so you want to introduce yourself to them. You want to introduce yourself to the person at the registration desk, so they also know who's there. And usually they're good greeters because they know people's names and things like that. Then you want to make sure that if there's a speaker, that you introduce yourself, that you get to know the speaker. And then two people in that room that are what I call hubs. And a hub is someone who's the connector, who knows everybody. So how do you know who they are? I usually ask the host or the registration person. So who are the two people in this room I should meet that know everybody, right? And that's how they'll usually know if there are regulars at the event. And so it's not that I need to meet everybody at the event, but I need to meet some key people so that I can find out what that the general atmosphere is in that event. Do people give referrals? Do they have events regularly? How can I help if I liked it and want to come back? And always be looking at ways that you can leave an impression, a good impression there, so that you're noticed next time too, right? And most importantly, when you leave that event, follow up. And that can look many different ways, but you want to follow up within 24 to 48 hours with a quick text or email that says, I really enjoyed our conversation at ABC event. I would love to grab a coffee next week if you're up for it, if you want to, of course. And would that work for you? Or when's a good day for you? Or something like that. So you always have to be, I think, proactive and moving things forward.
So what if you're an introvert?
Good question. If you're an introvert and you've pushed yourself to go there in the first place, yes?
Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah, but in general, like building relationship. But you could start with what you were going to say too.
No, I was just going to say that as an introvert, really it's more about not like I'm an extrovert when it comes to networking. So give me a new room and I'll work that room. I love the crowd of people and moving my way through it. But an introvert doesn't. And I think that what they need to do is find two or three people that they can have a conversation with. You know, it's really just one-to-one anyway that you're trying to establish. And don't be bothered by, you know, don't worry that you have to meet everybody else in the room, or just go for half the time frame, right? As an extrovert, you want to go there at the beginning, like don't be late, be early and stay late, because that's how you get the best out of the event. Introverts probably not so much. They don't like that. They don't feed off that crowd. So maybe it's just pick your events too. Make it a smaller type of event. Don't do a big chamber, you know, event that's too many people that would freak you out.
So what if you want to connect with people on a higher level, on a like a status, like let's say in the politics, in different industries that have a higher status? What would you say about that? How would they go about it?
Well, I think there's several ways that you can do that. First of all, they're just people, and don't be afraid. If you think you can get through to them, do it. But often it might take some staggers to get to people who are busy and have some status in the community, let's say, feel you don't have. So it might be having to, you know, get through a gatekeeper or finding somebody who knows that person. So for example, on LinkedIn, you can see if somebody is an influencer, for example, that is a well-known thought leader in whatever industry it is that you're thinking of, you can start by going to their profile and looking at people who are following that person and who are commenting on their posts, and start to connect with the people that are engaging with that person so that you can start to get an idea of, hey, have you ever met them? Or, you know, and start networking to get to that. And if it's in person, I think it's just being a good investigator and finding a way to get to them. Asking people, hey, I'd really like to meet so-and-so. Do you know anyone who knows them? This is my goal. Like, I used to have someone in my organization that really wanted to meet Oprah, and they used to ask that at every turn. I want to get my products on Oprah's show. I want to be on Oprah. And she used to ask that all the time. And she eventually did find somebody who was a producer or knew a producer on Oprah's show. And so, you know, you find a way. How persistent are you?
So I'm doing the podcast now. We were talking about, you were asking me how long I was doing it. If I want to build, like, I'm finding, like, doing the podcast, I have a better connection with to connect with people and have an opportunity to build relationships. What are some tips that you would have for me? And if there's any podcaster or YouTubers that probably would help them too. So what would you have to say?
In regards to your podcast or in regards to...
Well, just building relationship with the guest that I have.
Okay. So that's a good question, because I think you and I have both been doing this for about 3 years. And I'll be very honest, I'm not doing the best job I could in building those and nurturing those relationships of the people who were guests on my show. So that is a perfect opportunity to, like, I have a routine that I go through after someone's been, before and after someone's been on my podcast, but I feel as though I need to do more to keep top of mind with them. Okay. So for example, if there's enough time beforehand, I always send a card saying I'm looking forward to having them on my show. I also, of course, email them and ask them for their information. Afterwards, I send another card thanking them for being on my show. They also get all the collateral, the assets that I send them that they can use to promote the episode. But I think what also can happen is, you could say to those guests, I know that you're looking to be on other podcasts as well right now because you've just written your book or whatever. I'd love to introduce you to so-and-so. I think you'd be a good fit for their podcast. So do something to help them move forward, right? They will appreciate that. Just stay in touch on an occasional basis so they remember you. You know, they're not all going to be people that you stay in relationship with, but a lot of them will. And I kind of bring them into my community, you know, in different ways. I just don't do as much as I could because it's a lot of people. Like, I'm up to 235 episodes. That's a lot of people, right? So, yeah. You do the ones you want to, really, the ones that you feel that more with. Some people, it was more formal and maybe I felt them push away more. I don't know. Just depends.
So what would you say is some do's and don'ts in building relationships, whether it's personal or professional?
What are some do's and don'ts? Well, I think we covered the do's in that you want to show interest and show you appreciate people by going the extra mile, you know, with whatever it is that you're doing. I think it's important not to take advantage of people. And I think it's important to not be that person that only calls when they want something or only writes when they want something, right? It needs to be a give and take type of relationship. I'm dying to ask you the question too. What do you do to build your relationships with people?
Well, I have I won't say success rate, but I feel more comfortable with the podcast building relationship the guests that I have on the podcast than on LinkedIn.
And why do you think that? Why do you think so?
I'm not sure. Maybe I'm going the wrong way on
LinkedIn.
On LinkedIn, but then again, I have a vision of where I want to go and what I'm trying to build. Mm-hmm. So at the moment, I think I feel in my gut that it's better like to build relationships with my podcast guests than LinkedIn. If anything comes up on LinkedIn, then I'll work it out. But mm-hmm. I'm just going with what's working for me and what I feel mm-hmm. like it's sure. working for me. So okay. I feel like at the moment I feel like building relationship. It's to me how it's been now. It's more natural like building relationship with the podcast guests than on LinkedIn at the moment, because I have requests on LinkedIn, mm-hmm. but it's just like it's not like. I don't know. There's something missing. So maybe like it's me. I have to work at it. But like naturally, I have an easier time like to build relationship with the podcast guests than.
I find that interesting because when you start a relationship with someone on LinkedIn, I would think it would be easier through email or messaging to start with than to be on Zoom, let's say, at first. I don't know.
And I don't know.
Yeah. So I'd love to work with you sometime and see if I can see what it is that you need to tweak. That's all. Cause I think.
But like I said, like we just met like right now. So Once the podcast is finished, if I reach out to you later, it's going to be easier. It's not going to be it's not going to be a cold message. You're going to know who I am and you know, it's going to be so easy. So that's why I say like,
okay, fair enough.
For now, they always say what works, do what works for you. So I'm going into that, but I'm always, it's always good to have more options. Like, you know,
of course.
You know, I know that. So what have you learned so far in building relationships throughout your journey?
Well, one of the things that my dad used to say to me all the time that I believe works for me is it's not what you know, it's who you know. And if you want to, you know, move things forward, you need to know the right people that will help you or that can support you as you're moving forward. So whoever those people are, it's like, here's an example. So one of my daughters was looking for a new job. And I'm like, I think you should spiffy up your LinkedIn profile and start reaching out to some of these people that I know, right, that you know, and just sort of see what's out there, you know, by talking to people. No, I don't want to do that. I've sent all these resumes out and whatever, and they just land on a desk and sit in a pile, right? She sent out, I think, 200. She got a job based on the guy that interviewed her had. They both realized that they used to work at the same company years ago, even though they didn't know each other then. It's not what you know, it's who you know. He felt comfortable with her and he hired her over like 200 people. So do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's important that you see the value in people that can help you in so many ways. I don't know. It just, for me, it's about people. It's like reach out and network to find what you need.
So what advice would you have for people who are having a hard time building relationships and connections?
Get help. Get help. You know, get some coaching around how to it, because I think it's usually, and it's not necessarily because somebody's an introvert or an extrovert, okay? It's more about feeling comfortable in yourself and in what and who you are, to be able to know that, you know, what you say matters, and feel confidence in yourself. Sometimes it's just self-talk and confidence in believing in yourself and in what you do. And so that comes across whether you know it or not, right? I remember when I first started, I'm a network marketer. I love network marketing. It's a great multi-level marketing. It's a great industry, but it's also a horrible industry, because a lot of people, you know, you can join a company for next to nothing, and then nobody really teaches you anything. So you go and you do it all the wrong way, right? And I think you're probably familiar with network marketing. Yes. Okay. So when you believe in the product or services that you're offering, and when you believe and have the confidence in that industry, it comes across, because and then you don't get the same barriers that come up, right? Or objections that come up. Oh, is that one of those pyramid things? I never get that. But at the beginning, I did, because I was waffling a little bit. You could hear it in my, you know, I didn't have the belief in my heart yet. So I think that you have to work on yourself in one way or another to change those things, to make it easier.
What are some stuff that's
doable? It's doable.
Oh, it's doable. What are some stuff that you're working right now at the moment?
Actually, I'm working on a couple of things. One, I'm working on making some changes to my podcast and starting to, I'm looking at ways to, different ways to monetize it a little bit differently. And then the other thing I'm working on is I've just started this new program. It's called the LinkedIn Advantage. And it's a twice a month, 1 hour session for people to come. And basically it's like, bring your questions about LinkedIn. Let me help you with it. It's a Q&A. It's learn the new things that are going on, network with people that are there. And so I'm trying to build a community, because what happens is there's two kinds of people that I would love to see there. One is people I've worked with one-to-one and built their profile with them, shown them how to do messaging strategies at work, shown them how to have around content on LinkedIn works. And then they go off and then they don't make it a habit. So by having these twice a month meetings, I'm hoping that they will begin to make LinkedIn a habit and then bring any questions to me twice a month. The other type of person that I want to join the community is someone who hasn't worked with me, and they want to test how I work, see what I'm about, see if they can learn something. So it's twice a month. It's $49 a month. And you can come to the first month free and just see what it's about. And that's kind of what I'm working on, building that community.
Any last words in regards to everything we talked about?
No, I just hope I didn't scare people off, because I believe that we all have it in us to be able to build relationships with people. We just have to be curious enough and care enough to make that happen. And quite often, and I didn't mention this, but like, this is one of the things I do in my podcast all the time, is curiosity is a big thing. And it's a thing that will help you build relationships, is being curious about the person that you're talking to. So if you're asking the questions and they're talking about themselves, they're going to come away from that conversation and say, hey, that was a great conversation I had with Richard at the event, because they did all the talking, right? And so it works.
Okay. Thank you, Janice, for being here and accepting my invitation. It was nice meeting you and talking to you. So I hope everybody found that episode valuable, so they're gonna apply what they've learned in this episode in their personal life or professional life. So thank you again, Janice, once again for being here.
My pleasure. It was my pleasure. And I if I may, I would love to, if anybody who is listening, your audience that's listening, wants to reach out to me on LinkedIn and say hi and tell them that they heard me on your podcast, then I know the connection. That's a great way to start a conversation, right?
I was going to forget. I'm very happy that you said that. Where can people find you on social media and the internet?
They can find me at janiceporter.com. They can email me at janice@janiceporter.com, or they can reach out on LinkedIn and connect, as I just said. So I'm not hard to find on the internet.
Okay. Thank you once again.
My pleasure.
Thank you, everybody, for taking the time to listen to this podcast. Welcome to A Better Lifestyle. My name is Richard L'Espérance, and I go by the name of My Man Richard. And I was with Janice Porter. And we'll see you on the next episode, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. If this is your first time listening to the podcast and you like it, please don't forget to subscribe at the end. Thank you and see you next time.